The forest industry most afraid of, shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Our treat today is a celebration of Canadian Black History Month, people of African descent, and we're going to be here award-winning musicians across five genres, gospel, rhythm and blues, jazz, reggae, and hip-hop. Each segment, you're going to hear a brief introduction, but we're not going to talk too much because we want you to be able to listen a lot. And now we'll briefly hear our land acknowledgement by Jesse.
Yeah, as we get going, it's important to acknowledge and remember that this work is being done, this show is being produced on the ancestral and unceded lands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial and whose lands were never formally given away. There was no legal transfer of title of these lands, and so as a result, we're living on stolen lands. And the ramifications of that are very apparent today. And as we take this this episode to think about and highlight the work of another group of marginalized people here in the country, Black folks, it's important to remember that Indigenous people have suffered much of the same marginalization and in different and devastating ways.
Okay, you're going to be hearing two artists in the gospel section. Award winner Salome Bay, known as Canada's First Lady of Blues. Salome Bay was a renowned blues, gospel, and jazz singer. She had a powerful voice. Got to hear that voice from the stage in Toronto. She gave emotive performances that left an indelible mark on Canada's music scene. And then you will also be hearing the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir.
There lived a brave woman, folks called her Moses. Harriet Tubman was her name. She was a conductor of the Underground Railroad. She suffered much sorrow and pain. She led many people from slavery to freedom, following the Northern Star. She showed the direction for Underground Railroad and saved fugitives from afar. Yeah. And what to a slave is the 4th of July. Broke down the immortal skin of the great Frederick Douglass, for the freedom of all the American men. John Brown helped her petition the abolition in the underground with his Harper's Ferry staff. Spend a half hour dying when Humphrey is trying to establish freedom in the land. Defending freedom's train. When man was angry, another non-violent, and both men were killed just the same. One man traveled about many countries and places, found that all men are the same. He was slain with bullets by people who feared him, because Malcolm X was his name. The other has seen the world of our children. He has seen the promised land. Of man. The yearning for freedom will live on forever. Cried out Martin Luther King. And so in the name of this great man of courage, whose praises forever will sing, he said, you better get on the freedom train. And the Underground Railroad Station, it will not stop again. That train. Get on the freedom train. Get on the freedom train. In the Underground Railroad Station.
Oh, wow.
speak up, listen up, act on here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, our special celebration of Canadian Black History Month with some music. You just heard the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir, a little bit of Nkosi Sikelel iAfrica, and How I Got Over, a cover. The Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir, put together by Trevor Payne, put together and sort of conducted and managed by Trevor Payne, who is a Canadian musician and member of the Order of Canada, who was born in Barbados and eventually immigrated here to Montreal and became a Canadian citizen in 1982 and founded the Montreal Black Community Youth Choir, as well as the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir that we just heard. And in 1994, he was given Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Achievement Award for his promotion of gospel music. So a huge figure in Canadian gospel music. Charlotte, what does gospel music mean to you?
Soaring, healing, nurturing. And it's interesting because, you know, the cadence of gospel songs in America, Black American choirs, tend to be all in English, but the Montreal Choir has got some that's in African languages, and the feeling is the same. It lifts and helps you feel loved and just feel happy to be alive, mm-hmm. in short. It's just very elevating and soaring.
And that's a little bit of a weird transition to our, well, maybe not weird, because there is a natural connection in the music itself. But, you know, traditionally, blues music is not necessarily thought of as elevating or soaring, right? In the name, it's about the blues.
So the church people called it the devil's music. Mm-hmm. But then in listening to it and the way it portrayed out the pain, blues were born in the South, and the laws, the pain, the not being treated fairly, having to hide, not being able to be who you wanted to be, that represented another part of culture and grew the blues from being that other name to being something that was really regarded and elevated to the point of getting some blues choirs have sung at churches and have traveled internationally. So we're going to be hearing the blues.
Yeah, we got a couple artists in the blues or rhythm and blues section. We've got Carlos Morgan, who is a Canadian R&B soul singer who won the Juno Award for Best R&B Soul Recording in 1997 for his album Feeling All Right. We're going to hear his track Baby Come On, some Canadian blues, and then we're going to hear from Suluau favorite Kelly Lee Evans, who is making another appearance on the show. Kelly Lee Evans won the Juno Award in 2011 for Best Vocal Jazz Album. It's a little jazz, it's a little R&B. We're going to hear from the record Nina, which, as the name suggests, is a tribute to Nina, the great Nina Simone. We are going to hear Feeling Good by Kelly Lee Evans.
And to note around Feeling Good, Kelly Lee Evans experienced being hit by lightning twice during her career. And if you see any of the videos of performances she had this past winter, she is feeling good, she is back, and she is an encourager. She gives talks when she sings to children, to all kinds of people, to help them believe that even if you're hit by lightning, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, and I mean, again, another, you know, feeling good, even though it's rhythm and blues.
Yes.
To Sulu out here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Jesse.
And I am your own Sister C. And we play, we speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard.
And what you were just listening up to was the track Feeling Good by Kelly Lee Evans, her version of the Nina Simone classic. And before that was some more R&B from Carlos Morgan with his track Baby Come On. Now we're going to pivot to another genre. Charlotte, where are we headed?
We are headed to reggae. I can hear the group singing Rasta Man, Vibrations. Don't do that, Sheldon. We are going to hear from Messenger, and we're going to hear from Laser Current. Both award-winning. Messenger ignited the Rasta Man Vibrations scene in the 1990s, and Laser Current ignited something different on the reggae scene with his piece, Jane Finch. Jane Finch is an area that whenever you hear the news in Toronto, it's always something terrible about Jane Finch. So he ignited and connected music with a video showing all the different things that happen on Jane Finch, where people are sharing food, adults and young people having nice conversations. Just the beauty of the streets so that people can not only as you dance have a nice groove, but have a nice thought about a place that has been unfairly demonized by the media.
And before we get into the reggae, I just wanted to ask you, Charlotte, because when we were preparing for the show, you mentioned, you know, seeing Messenger with a lineup so long, people it went across the street. I just want to ask what this was the late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in that time frame?
Yes.
And what was the reggae scene in Toronto like at that point?
People would be coming out in the evenings. I had never before seen people dressing up at 10 to go out. And just a lot of love. It was such a mixture of nationalities of people at the places. A lot of love. People dancing, people just singing along with the music, clapping. Hal Dugan, now we know as Laser Current, would be on the keyboards, and sometimes he would jump so high. You know, I thought he would truly touch the sky. But it was just really energetic, really loving. And people being out 2-3 in the morning, no police cars, no, you know, trouble, just it livened the whole area, because since they were open so long and the lines were so big and everybody couldn't get, you know, to eat, people would go to the other restaurants that were nearby. They would get a soda. They would get patties. So it just really activated and energized the whole area.
Yeah, it really builds community in that
yes.
way.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear Catch the Vibe by Messenger, and then Jane and Finch by Laser Current here on Suluau's Black History Month music special.
Deep.
Yeah, exquisite to the limit, she attempted.